Good morning, friends.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to have a better lesson next week. There's been a lot of discussion this week about two things.
这个星期有很多的讨论关于两件事。
One is the debate, and what's the other subject?
一个就是总统的竞选人的争辩辩论。 另外一件事是什么呢？ Bailout.
Economy? Bailout, yes, bailout, thank you.
Bailout.
Economy, bailout, yes.
经济的那个付钱给那些华尔街的人。
Ah, it's a big subject.
这是个很大的一个话题。
But today we're going to start off simple, so we're going to talk about the economic impact of a pig.
今天我们就是讨论一些简单的事情，我们就今天来思想一下一头猪对经济的影响。
Okay, I'm going to ask the folks at first to just put the PowerPoint up first, not the video, just the PowerPoint. First page of the PowerPoint.
第一章的。
While they're putting that up,
当他把这个幻灯放下来的时候，
I know some of you are familiar with farms in China.
我知道你们中间有一些是从农村来的。
So tell me, how much is a pig worth?
告诉我一头猪值多少钱。 Hundreds of renminbi, right?
100 renminbi?
Yeah, it's maybe $50.
$50, okay. Maybe $50, all right.
大概50美元。
Yes. It probably, just the first slide. Just the first slide.
第一章。
Yeah. It probably also depends on whether you are making a living from it or if you just want to eat it.
它的价值也是根据你是想用它来谋生呢，还是只是想吃掉的。
I was with the youth group last week.
前面一周我跟我们的青少年团体在一起。
And they said to me when they saw an animal running across the road.
他说如果你看到一只小动物过路的时候。
They said if you see a duck or a pig running across the road that doesn't belong to someone, guess what happens?
如果你看到一只鸭子或者头猪过路的时候，你想这可能是没有人有的，就是说下面一步会怎么发生呢？
They said dinner.
捉住他。
So there's a situation I'm going to refer to in the Bible since we're talking about the economics of a pig like that.
今天我想跟大家一起来思考在圣经中的一件事情。
Where Jesus was around some pigs like that in a rural area, in a farm area.
耶稣在一个很荒凉的地方见到一群猪。
This is from Mark chapter 5 or Matthew chapter 8.
这是在马可福音5章8节或者是马太福音8章28节。
And what he did was he sent evil spirits into it.
他所做的就是把那些邪灵放到这群猪里面。
Why would he do that?
他为什么要这样做呢?
Because what he was doing was freeing an insane man who had been possessed by demons.
他这么做是为了使一个被这种邪灵附身的人使他得自由。
So when he cast the evil spirits out, they had to go someplace, so he sent them into the pig.
他要把邪灵赶出去的时候，总得把它放到一个地方，所以他把它放到一群猪身上。
Now when he did that, the pigs rushed down the hill and then drowned themselves in the lake.
他这样做了以后呢，这群猪就跑下山，就在湖里淹死。
And the man was in his right mind.
这个人呢，就自己就清醒。
Now there was only one problem with that.
只有一个问题。
It was 2,000 pigs.
2,000头猪啊。
So how much did you say a pig was worth?
一头猪大概值50美元。
So how much money are we talking about?
所以大概有10,000美元。 10万美元。
Yeah, right. A lot of money.
$100,000.
$100,000. So here's a small farming village. What do you think the economic impact was to that village of losing that many pigs?
他们只是一个小村子，这样你们想，这么多钱对这个小村子的经济有多大的冲击呢？
They immediately came out to see what happened.
他们赶快跑出来看。And
they saw the man, and he was healed, and that was nice.
他们看见这个人，清醒了，挺不错。But
although he was no longer insane, they had lost their 2,000 pigs.
这个人是清醒了，但是他们丢了2,000头猪。So
they sent Jesus away.
所以他们就把耶稣赶走了。
So God thought the man was worth 2,000 pigs, but apparently the villagers did not.
神说这个人是值2,000头猪的，但是这些村民不这么认为。
But what God was really trying to show them is that village was worth 2,000 pigs.
真正神要想告诉他们的是，这个 村民是指两千头那么多猪。
You see, for God, it was a spiritual matter and not an economic matter.
神关注的是属灵的事情，而不是经济上的事情。
The man was in crisis.
这个人是在一个危机当中。
And the village was in crisis.
这个村子也是在一个危机当中。
And God had to do something about it.
神必须去做一些事情。
And so, although they sent Jesus away,
虽然这些村民把耶稣赶走了。
Jesus asked the man to stay to tell them about the wonderful things that God had done for them.
这个清醒的人呢，却留下来去传讲神在他身上所做的奇妙作为。
See, so God's purpose was to save that village.
神的目的就是来拯救这个村子。
And that's what we're going to talk about today, how God sees the economy.
今天我们要谈的就是从神的角度来看经济。
We will look through his eyes in scripture as a riot breaks out.
我们从他的眼睛看到一个骚乱开始。
That's what's going on up here. Paul is in Ephesus and a riot is breaking out in the picture at the top.
保罗这时候在以弗所，这时候有了一个大的骚乱。
People are furious and they're shouting.
人们都在义愤填膺，然后在那大声喊叫。
But here are the three things I want you to remember.
我想你们要记住三件事情。
God's economy is based on his plans to make Christ known.
神在经济的观点是为了让基督得到彰显。
God's plans for us in Christ can cause conflicts and riots. It can turn the world upside down.
对，神的目的是让这个世界混乱，但是就是让产生各样的冲突。
And the third thing, God's plans for us are to be successful in spiritual battles.
神也想让我们在我们属灵的生活上能够成功。
Now, all this is important because when crisis occurs, we all want to feel what? That there is a solution.
当这是很重要，因为当这些危机发生的时候，我们总是希望能够有一个解决的方法。
We want to feel that someone cares about our problem, that God cares about our problem.
我们希望有人来关注我们，神来帮助我们。
We have a saying in America. You have to tell me if the same saying is true in China.
我们在美国有一个谚语，你们不知道你们在中国有没有同样的说法。
The saying is this: in a war, when the bombs are going off and when people are shooting at you.That there are no atheists in foxholes.
他说，在战争中间，如果你看到炮弹在那爆炸，大家都在那儿喊叫，或者是在那儿射击，在这些战壕里面是没有无神论者。
Do you know why that's important? Because this week, during the bailout, one of the significant things that occurred is that Congress called on God.
你知道一件特别奇妙的事情，就是在这一周这些危机发生的时候，在美国国会有一个呼求神的行动。
All right, we're going to see a video, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to look at the text together, and we're going to talk a little bit more.
我们先看一段录像，然后我们祷告。
Let's start with prayer first, then we'll see the video. Father in heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity to study your word.
神啊，谢谢你给我们这么一个好的机会来学习你的话语。
Help us to understand the economy and crisis through your eyes.
让我们看到你眼中的经济和危机。
Open your words so that we can see it differently.
用你的话语让我们从另外一个角度来看。
We will see Jesus only.
我们在从中可以看到耶稣。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
All right, let's watch part of the video, and then we're going to go through this scripture.
好，我们先放video。
His helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he stayed in the province of Asia a little longer. About that time, there arose a great disturbance about the way. A silversmith named Demetrius, who made silver shrines of Artemis, brought in no little business for the craftsmen. He called them together, along with the workmen in related trades, and said,
Men, you know we receive a good income from this business. And you see and hear how this fellow, Paul, has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus and in practically the whole province of Asia. He says that man-made gods...are no gods at all! There's danger. Not only that our trade will lose its good name, but also that the temple of the great goddess Artemis will be desecrated! and the goddess herself, who's worshipped throughout the province of Asia and the world, will be robbed of her divine majesty.
When they heard this, they were furious and began shouting. Soon the whole city was in an uproar. The people seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Paul's traveling companions from Macedonia, and rushed as one man into the theater. Paul wanted to appear before the crowd, but the disciples would not let him. Even some of the officials of the province, friends of Paul, sent him a message begging him not to venture into the theater. The assembly was in confusion. Some were shouting one thing, some another. Most of the people did not even know why they were there. The Jews pushed Alexander to the front, and some of the crowd shouted instructions to him. He motioned for silence in order to make a defense before the people. But when they realized he was a Jew, they all shouted in unison for about 2 hours.
Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!
The city clerk quieted the crowd and said,
Men of Ephesus, doesn't all the world know that the city of Ephesus is the guardian of the temple of the great Artemis and of her image which fell from heaven? Therefore, since these facts are undeniable, you ought to be quiet and not do anything rash. You have brought these men here, though they have neither robbed temples nor blasphemed our goddess. If, then, Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a grievance against anybody, the courts are open, and there are proconsuls. They can press charges. If there is anything further you want to bring up, it must be settled in a legal assembly. As it is, we are in danger of being charged with rioting because of today's events. In that case, we would not be able to account for this commotion, since there is no reason for it.
After he had said this, he dismissed the assembly.
Thank you. Quite a riot, huh? Let's go to our second slide.
我们放到第二章，这是一个很不一般的扰乱。
Let us read a portion of the scripture together. Please just do it in Chinese. You can ignore the English side. Okay, we'll read the following two slides. I'll let you read the following two slides in Chinese.
好，我们一起来读27节。Please
read together.
这样，不独我们这事业被人藐视。 就是大女神雅典米的庙也要被人轻呼，见亚细亚全地和普天下所敬拜的大女神威荣也要消灭了。众人听见就怒气填胸，喊着说：“大哉，以弗所人雅典米啊！”满城都轰动起来。众人拿住与保罗同行的人该有和雅利达古，齐声进戏园里去。 保罗想要进去到百姓那里，门徒却不许。还有几位亚细亚几位首领是保罗的朋友，打发人来劝他不要冒险到戏园里去。Okay,
next slide.
下面一张.
So what is happening here is we have this riot that's going on in Ephesus.
我们看到的是在 以弗所有这么一个骚乱。
This is after Paul's third missionary journey to the area.
这是保罗第三次传道。
And as it said in the film, he is on the way now to Jerusalem and Rome.
在影片中说到是他要从罗马回到耶路撒冷。
He's stopping at the churches that he planted, and Ephesus is one of those.
他在沿途呢，他就会访问一下他所建立的教会，以弗所就是其中之一。
The only problem is there's a silversmith in Ephesus who remembers that Paul has caused a lot of problems.
在以弗所有一个银匠啊，迪米丢，他知道这个保罗在 导致了很多很多的问题。
Now he makes idols for a living.
他是做偶像来谋生的。
And he said he's concerned about people no longer believing in this god as idol.
他非常担心人们不再相信他手所造的这个偶像。
But what he's really concerned about is what happens if I go bankrupt.
他真正担心的是说我如果破产了怎么办？
What happens if I lose my chariot? They didn't have cars.
我如果没有马车了怎么办？
What happens if I lose my home?
我没有房子怎么办？
What happens if I have shame before my friends and family?
如果我在我的朋友和家庭面前受辱怎么办？
So for him, the most important thing is his lifestyle was about to change.
他所担心的是他的生活方式可能会被改变。
But see, there was something else that was going on.
还有一些其他的事情。
Not only were people not buying idols, not only was he concerned that his lifestyle was going to change, but you see, the devil was losing control of that community.
你看，大家如果不去买这些偶像，不去相信这些偶像的话，那些魔鬼在人身上的这个掌权也会丧失。
The Bible reminds us that there are unseen forces in this world that we cannot see.
圣经提醒我们，在我们这个世界上有一些我们看不见的能力。
They impact us and control us.
它影响我们，它统治我们。
In 1 John 5:19. The Bible says the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
在约翰一书五章十九节上面说到，说整个全世界都握在恶者手下。
And you know what? That's what Jesus said he came to do. He came to destroy the power of the devil.
他说他来是为了粉碎魔鬼的掌权。
And he came to set people free.
他来是为了使人们得自由。
But there was a cost involved. This is God's economics.
但是呢，这是要付代价的，这就是神的经济。
And of course we know it would be Jesus' life.
当然我们知道这就是耶稣基督自己的生命。
However, along the way, there are other economics that we have to take into consideration.
但是在这一个过程中间还有其他的经济的冲击。
The village I talked to you about who lost their herd of pigs.
比如那个村子他们丢失了2000头猪。
These silversmiths who are losing their idol-making business.
这个银匠呢就会丢掉他这个做偶像的这个商业。
You see, for God, his purpose was for people to seek him and know the truth and change their lifestyle.
这个神的目的是让人们去
去
寻求他，然后改变人们的生活方式。
And for him, it was more, he wanted people to be more concerned about their souls than their pocketbooks.
他想人们去更多的关心他们的灵魂。
God's purpose was really to set people free from the evil one.
神的目的，真正的目的就是让人们去从魔鬼的掌权中得自由。
So you have to ask yourself in the midst of this economic crisis.
你们必须在这种经济危机中间来问问你们自己。
Is it more important to make sure that everything is okay in your life after this economic crisis?
是不是保证你生活的每一部分都很好，就在这么一个经济危机当中最重要呢？
Or that you seek God and really understand what His will is for you during this time.
还是你在这个危机中间去寻求神的旨意更重要。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一章。
First thing I wanted you to remember was that God's economy is to make Christ known.
我们看到第一点就是神的对经济的看法是要基督得到彰显。
You see, most of the world has no idea to what lengths God will go to save people.
在世界上大部分人不知道神是怎么去拯救人的。
For Paul, it cost him giving up his career to evangelize most of Asia.
对于保罗来说，他就放弃了自己的职业去传讲神的福音。
He was letting people know that the gospel was a light that opens up darkness in different parts of the world.
他想让人知道这个福音是开启黑暗把光放在黑暗当中。
In John 1:5, it says, "The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it."
在约翰福音一章五节中说，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
And in earlier chapters in Acts that you've been through,
在前面几章的使徒行传你们读过。
In Acts chapter 17, verse 27, Paul said God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him.
保罗说神做这些是叫他们寻求神或者他们可以揣摩而得。
Many times during disasters, people will say, why did God let this happen?
在这些经济危的时候，大家可能会问神为什么让这件事情发生。
But you know what? God doesn't want crisis to happen to you.
但是你知道吗？神并不想危机发生在你们身上。
But he realizes it's the only way he can get our attention.
但是他知道这是得到你们注意力的唯一的方式。
He loves people and he wants them to know he cares about them.
他爱人们，因为他想让人们知道他很关心他们。
And you know what he does? In the midst of all this, he leaves it up to Christians to let God know, to let the world know that God cares about them.
就在这个危机当中，他就让人们和整个世界知道神关注这件事。
And it costs us something as Christians to respond to crisis.
也让我们付这些基督徒付代价。
But Jesus says it's worth it.
但是基督说这完全值得。
He said, I'm worth it.
他说我是值得的。
And he says, I'll do a whole lot more than that.
他说我要做远远超过这些。
You know what happened when the wall fell in East Germany?
你知道当东德柏林墙倒塌的时候怎么发生什么了吗？
The gospel came in.
福音进了西德。
People's lives were changed.
人们的生活变化了。
When the tsunamis hit Indonesia and Pakistan and India, do you know what happened?
当海啸发生在印度尼西亚、印度和巴基斯坦的时候，你知道什么发生了吗？
There were parts of Indonesia that were opened up for the first time in 100 years to the outside world.
在印度尼西亚有些地方，几百年来第一次对外界敞开。
And now with humanitarian relief, the gospel came in.
当那些人道主义援助进入印度尼西亚的时候，福音也进入印度尼西亚。
I went to seminary with a guy from Russia.
我去俄国去我去那个读神学院的时候，碰见一个人从俄国而来。
He told me when he was a little boy, he was ashamed of being a Christian.
他说我是小孩的时候，我觉得做基督徒很羞耻。
But then, when he grew up, the Russian economy collapsed.
当他长大的时候，俄国的经济就坍塌了。
And you know what happened? The gospel came in.
福音就进入了前苏联。
And he rededicated his life to Christ.
他就把自己的生命交给了耶稣基督。
Now he's in charge, this is a Russian guy, he's in charge of an office in Russia that sends missionaries to India and the rest of the world.
现在这位俄国人呢，在俄国组织一个机构，送这些传教士去从俄国去印度或其他国家。
People probably have a lot of opinions about the politics of Iraq and Iran.
大家对伊朗和伊拉克的政治大概有不同的意见。
But there's one thing for sure about the war in Iraq and Iran.
但是有一件事对伊朗和伊拉克这件战争有一件事是确定。
The soldiers are being exposed to villages that have been closed to the outside world for hundreds of years.
士兵呢就跟那些村子里面村民有了接触，而这些村民呢在几百年以来都没有跟外界接触过。
And through the soldiers, some of the people are coming to know Christ.
通过这些士兵呢，有些村民就变成了基督徒。
We have the earthquake in Sichuan province that occurred recently.
我们在四川有一个大地震。
Churches like ours are now making plans to send short-term missions teams there next year.
我们这个教会呢，就计划送一些传教的队伍去到那边和帮助的队伍。
It's a bad situation.But God is using it for good and allowing the gospel and people to come in a new way.
这是一个很地震是一个很不好的情况，但是神用这个很不好的情况把福音传给当地的人。
Earlier in chapter 19 of our text, the people in Ephesus burned their books on sorcery and the books on about evil things.
在十九章的时候，人变成基督徒以后呢，就是把那些用邪术的书，这些书籍呢，全部都烧掉。
It cost them 50,000 pieces of silver to do that.
这些呢，要花费他们5000两银子。
Actually, it was more than that. A drachma is worth 30 pieces of silver, so it's actually 50,000 times 30 pieces of silver.
事实上是比那个还多，因为这一个叫做 drachmas， 有值30两， 30片银子， 所以这数目远远的大过5000， 大概是15万。
But the point is, God thought it was worth it.
但是最关键是神超过远远超过这么多。
Now in verse 27 of today's scripture, the concern about their trade being lost.
在今天的这个章节里面呢，那些银匠担心他们这些商业受到损害。
They're concerned about losing their money.
他们害怕失钱。
Their God is being discredited.
他们的那些神会被羞辱或者看不起。
You see, God had cost them too much money in making Christ known.
你看他们这些要花他们很多的钱来彰显基督。
And they were afraid.
他们就很害怕。
Do you know, I saw an amazing scene take place this week in Congress.
你看我看到在今天在这个周末在国会有个很让人惊异的事情。
When the vote took place on the floor this week, the person who was responsible, the minority House leader, stood out in front of the member of Congress. Members of the Congress.
当他们在投票的时候，他们的领袖就是少数派的领袖，他就站起来。
And when he stood in front of them, he pointed up to the ceiling.
他站在他面前，手指着天花板说。
And you know what he said? He says, "Do you members of Congress, do you see this sign?"
你们这些国会议员，你们看到这个标志了吗？
He says, "It says, 'In God we trust.'"
他说，我们相信神这个标志上写的。
I have never, ever, in the last 20 or 30 years, seen a member of Congress stand in front of the House of Representatives and say, "Do you see this sign that says, 'In God we trust?'"
在我有生这个20年、30年间，从来没有看见过一个国会议员站在国会指着这个标志问大家。
And then he proceeded to say, "I had to pray this morning."
他继续说，我今天。 要祷告,
and then he said to the members of Congress, "I hope you prayed."
他说,
because he told them, "We will need God's help to make it through this crisis."
他说我们需要神的帮助来度过这么一个危机。
So you see, this $700 billion bailout is a big problem.
你们看这个7000亿的这个钱是一个很大的一个问题。
And you know what? God is saying, if this is what it takes to make America know that they need my help, it's worth it.
神说如果这七千亿, okay, 如果要花这7000亿来让美国人民重新回到神面前, 重新来认识我, 这完全值得。
Yeah, I could probably just end the sermon now.
可能他们现在已经去教会了。
But I'm not going to do that, because I'm supposed to be here a little bit longer. I have to be here a little bit longer, so I have a couple more things to say.
对,
Let's go to the next slide.
下一张。
God's plans for Christ in us can cause conflicts.
神的计划, 这对基督的计划可以造成很大的一些冲突。
Paul had turned the world upside down in Asia, just like Jesus had done.
和耶稣基督一样, 使徒保罗也把这个亚洲这个地方弄了个底翻天。
Let's take a look at verses 26 through 32. I'm just going to read part of it.
我们看, 26节和32节, 我们只是读其中的一部分。
Okay, you can read along, and I think Jaile will also read for you. Paul has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus, and in practically the whole province of Asia. He says that man-made gods are no gods at all. They were furious and began shouting, "Great is Artemis of the Ephesians!" And soon the whole city was in an uproar. The people seized Gaius and Aristarchus, Paul's traveling companions, and the whole assembly was in confusion. Now, I paraphrase this. But most of the people did not even know why they were there.
这保罗不但在以弗所，他几乎在亚细亚全地引用迷惑许多人，说人手所造的不是神。众人就怒气填胸，喊着说：“大在以弗所人的雅典米，满城都轰动起来。众人拿住与保罗同行的该犹和亚米达古，聚集的人纷纷乱乱，大半不知道为什么是聚集。”
Paul had caused people to become angry and afraid.
保罗使人很愤怒，而且也很害怕。
What happens when you're angry?
当你发怒的时候,
what happens when you're angry?
你们发怒的时候,
huh?
抢银行。
Robert, yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right, as a matter of fact, one of the kids this morning said, I want to hit somebody when I'm angry. Yeah, people kill people when they're angry. And the Bible reminds us of this. Anger is not a part of God's plan.
圣经提醒我们,发怒,
not that kind of anger anyway. People were afraid.
人们会害怕,
and what happens when you're afraid?
当你害怕的时候会怎么样?
Anyone?
哭?
You seek help, right?
寻找帮助.
The smart ones seek help.
聪明的人寻找帮助.
Some of the youth group this morning, they said, when I'm afraid, I want to run away. I want to defend myself.
那些孩子们说,我会跑掉,我会, defend myself. 保护我自己.
Good. It sounds good to me. I mean, you know, it sounds right. Oh, the Bible tells us that fear is not part of God's plan for our life.
在圣经中间这个恐惧也不是神计划的一部分.
Up here I have anger and fear are not rational and not of God.
在这里我们说到, 恐惧和怒气都不是那种有理性的, 也不是属神的.
It's a defense mechanism against the truth. It prevents you from seeing the truth.
这很多时候是用来抵挡真理的一种方法.
And that's why those who seized Paul's friends, they could have killed somebody, because most of them didn't even know why they were there. We go, yeah, they're jeopardizing our future, let's kill them.
但那些抓住那些保罗朋友的人很可能就把他们杀掉，那些人因为不知道在那里做什么，他说哦，他们毁坏我们的经济，我们就把他杀了得了。And
that's usually the response. You know, sometimes when people get very angry, they say, I want to kill somebody.
Yeah, 这是个很正常的反应。
Now that doesn't mean they're going to do it.
有些人发怒，他说啊，我要杀个人。 当然他不是想杀一个人。
The Bible says, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear.
他在这个约翰一书中间说到，在爱里面是没有恐惧的，但是就是爱是恐惧，驱除恐惧。
Fear has to do with punishment.
害怕也会带来处罚。
And the one who fears is not made perfect in love.
那些害怕的人在爱里面不是完全的。
Regarding anger, Matthew, I believe, 5:22 has a lot to say about anger.
在, 马太福音,
I'm going to ask somebody out there to read Matthew 5:22 to us.
马太福音,
anybody? Matthew 5:22, anybody?
只是我告诉你们,凡向弟兄动怒的,难免受审判,凡骂弟兄是拉加的,难免 公会的审判,凡骂弟兄是魔力的,
so anger, we're really angry. That's the attitude we have towards our brother or towards the situation. It's like God is saying, how dare you? How dare you do this?
对, 神说你怎么有这个胆量来对你的兄弟发怒呢?
See, what God wants to do is provide people with peace of mind in the midst of the storm.
神所希望的是给人在, 大风浪中有平安。
In the middle of the economic storms of life, God wants to call you to peace.
在这个经济大, 风浪中, 神要给你平安。
It doesn't matter what the crisis is. God says, don't worry about it. I'm there with you. I go through it because you are mine.
不管这个风浪有多么大, 神说不要害怕, 我跟你在一起, 我会带着你走过, 因为你是我的。
Now, the disciples had forgotten about this once and when they were with Jesus. I want you to keep your Bibles open and take a look at Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. I'm going to paraphrase it, but I want you to read it.
我们看
Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. You see, the disciples had seen Jesus perform all of these miracles before.
因为那些门徒已经看到
And now they were in a boat with him.
他们在, 一条船上和耶稣在一起。
They were crossing across the lake.
他们在渡过这个湖。
A big storm comes up.
忽然有一个很大的风暴。
What happens when there are thunder and lightning storms here in Orlando? What do people do when there's a lightning storm?
当有, 暴风雨的时候, 我们在奥兰多会做什么?
You run for shelter.
对, 我们就躲到房子里面去。
You don't want to be stuck in a boat.
你们不想在湖里游，在一个船上面。
So the disciples are really concerned. They wake Jesus up and say, "What's wrong with him? Doesn't he care about us?"
那些门徒在风浪中就很害怕，他们就赶紧把耶稣叫醒。他说：“哎，这个人是怎么回事？难道他一点都不关心我们吗？”
They say, "Master, don't you care if we perish?"
他说：“主啊，你们我们被淹死，你也不在乎吗？”
God had gotten their attention.
神就得到他们的注意力。
And so Jesus, he gets up and he talks about their faith. Where is your faith?
耶稣就起身。
And then he says, what? Peace be still.
他说你们的信心在哪里呢？然后他就对风浪说，止息吧。
And then all of a sudden, the winds and the waves stop.
立刻风浪都平息了。
And you know something? Those disciples were saying to himself, who is it that we have in the boat with us? They really didn't know who Jesus was until then.
那些门徒在这件事情发生以前真的 不知道耶稣基督是谁。
And they learned a lot more about Jesus than they ever knew if they had not gone through that crisis.
他们经过这件事以后就从基督那里知道更多的。
In John 16:33, the Gospel of John 16:33, Jesus says, peace in this world, you will have trouble, but I have overcome the world.
在约翰福音里面说到，他说在这个世界上你们有苦难，但是在我里面你们有平安。
So the question is, has the economic crisis that we're in, the bailout, has it caused you to pray more?
这些经济的风暴，这些计划，7000亿的计划，可以让我们来更多的祷告。
Has it caused you to reach out to your friends or to your family who says, I might lose my home? Will I lose my retirement savings?
你可以去因为那些朋友们他们担心我们的房子会失去，我们的退休金会失去。
That's what God wants crisis to do, cause people to seek him.
神产生这个允许这些危机产生是想让人们去寻求他。
But you know what happens to some people?
你们知道在对一些人会发生什么什么？
I heard one lady say about the economic crisis, she said, you know what? I think I should start hiding my money in my mattress.
有一位夫人说，她说我想把我的钱藏到床垫下面。
And then do you know something? You know what happens? Panic sets in when people think things are real bad.
对，当人们发现事情很糟的时候，他们就会害怕。
Not here in Orlando, but in other parts of the country, there were artificial gas shortages.
不再是奥兰多，但是在其他地方有一些人所造成的油的短缺。
Everybody rushed out. We got to get some gas now.
他们说我们一定要加上汽油。
It was anger and there was fear.
他们就是发怒，然后又这么担心害怕。
But you know, God doesn't want anybody to perish as a result of this economic crisis.
神不希望任何一个人因着这个经济危机来丧失。
And He doesn't want you to hide your money in a mattress.
他们也不希望你们藏钱在你的床垫下面。
But what he wants you to do is to make Christ known. Give people hope. Pray and learn more about Jesus than you did before.
他所希望的就是让你去彰显基督，让人们更多的知道基督，比以前更多。
There are a lot of people in Congress these past couple of weeks who have visited the office of the chaplain. And you know what? They have found out more about Jesus than they did before.
对，这些在国会里面的人前面这几周他们一定会在基督里面发现更多。
Brings us to our last point here. God's plans for us are to be successful in spiritual battle.
神的计划是让我们在属灵征战中得胜。
See, God wants us to always know that when we are on His side, now I didn't say God is on our side, but when we are on His side, making Christ known, giving people hope,learning, teaching others, ministering to the poor and sick, we will be successful because we will not be alone.
神说，如果我们是在他的那一边，在神的那一边的时候，去传讲福音，去关心那些贫穷的人，关心那些失丧的人，我们不是单独打仗。
The Holy Spirit will be with us.
圣灵会跟我们在一起。
And God's angels will be with us.
神的天使也会跟我们在一起。
This passage doesn't mention angelic beings or forces.But let me tell you something. After 2 hours of shouting, you better believe that in order to get that crowd to be quiet, there were other forces that were around to do that.
在这个骚乱的时候，你想大家已经叫叫嚷嚷了两个小时，这需要一个很大的力量去平息这么一个骚乱。
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that the weapons that we have for warfare are divinely powerful.
在圣经中是
divinely powerful. 2 Corinthians 10:4.
哥林多后书第二章，他说我们与神征战的武器是非常非常的强有力。
So Paul wanted to appear before the crowd because his friends were there. But you see, God didn't want him to do that. And he had the disciples restrain him.
保罗也想去，因为他的朋友在那儿，但是神没有让他过去。
The Jews also wanted to take advantage of the situation because they wanted people to know, yeah, get rid of the Christians. This is a good opportunity.
那些犹太人也想利用这个时候呢去把那些基督徒赶走。
But God wouldn't let him do that.
但是神不会让他们那样去做。
And so God used the city clerk to bring peace to the crowd.
所以神用这个城市的书记让平息这件事情。
He said, hey guys, listen, I know you're concerned about your income, but there's something else you should be concerned about.
他说那些人呢，你们，我知道你们很担心你的收入，但是还有其他的事情你们也需要担忧。
All of our freedoms come from Rome, and if we don't stop doing what we're doing with this riot,then Rome may take those freedoms away.
我们从罗马帝国得到很多的自由，如果我们不停息这样的骚乱的话，他们可能会把我们的自由权利会拿走。
They were angry at Paul and at the Christians, but they didn't want their freedoms taken away.
他们那些犹太人对保罗和基督徒很生气，但是他不想那个自由不会被拿走。
It wasn't that they just stopped. God had caused them to stop.
神让这些事情来止息。
And you can take a look if you want to know what happens in situations like that. Open your Bibles to 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 17 through 18.
请把那个福音翻到列王记下。
See, God's plan,
第六章。
God's plan was that he was going to send Paul to Jerusalem no matter what.
神说无论怎么样他要把保罗带回到耶路撒冷。
And 2 Kings, chapter 6, verses 17 to 18,We see what happens when people attack God's people.
在列王记下第六章十七节和十八节，我们看到那些人，神是如何帮助以色列人，当人们来攻击其他人来攻击以色列人的时候。
I'm going to summarize this for you, but there's this king who wants to make sure that Elisha is dead.
我跟大家总结一下，就是这个皇帝想确定以利沙在那儿。
And he doesn't understand why every time he goes after Elisha, they can't bring this guy in. They can't kill him. He doesn't understand why they can't do that.
他这个皇帝呢就觉得很奇怪，就是为什么他每次想抓以利沙的时候，他们人们总是抓不到这个先知。
He thinks I'm in charge. I should be able to go get this guy.
他说我掌权，我当然可以抓到这个人。
But what he doesn't realize is that God is the one really in charge.
但是他不知道神是真正掌权的。
And his people know that. Anytime he asks them to do something, they tell him, you say something, and then God tells this guy what happens. He knows exactly what happens in your bedroom. You can't keep any secrets from him, this prophet.
他的手下人就告诉说，你当你计划这些事情的时候，神就告诉以利沙你的计划，然后他就知道你的计划，然后你就根本没有办法去抓住他。
So he's in his house and he's surrounded by the king's army.
在这个房间呢，他自己被所有的那个神国王的军队包围着。
And his servant is wondering, Master, what are we going to do?
他的那个仆人以利沙的仆人就说啊。主人啊，我们怎么做？
Remember how the disciples asked Jesus, Jesus, don't you care if we perish?
就像那些基督的门徒说，主啊，你难道不在乎我们灭亡吗？
And Elijah quite calmly said, listen, don't worry about it.
以利沙对于他说，不要害怕，不要担心。
Look at what it says here. He says, don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And then Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray.Open his eyes that he may see.
以利沙就说不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。以利沙就祷告说，耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。
And for those of you who open your Bibles, what did he see? What did the servant see on the hills?
那个妇人在山上看到了什么呢？
Anybody? I can't translate it, but Jai Lei can translate it for me.
对，他们看到了火车火马，就说they looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots full of fire all around Elisha.
Right, these were the armies of God.
这些就是属神的军队。
When you're going through a crisis and you're doing what God wants you to do and you're pleasing to Him, the armies of God are backing you up.
当你在危机中间，你做神喜欢你做的事情，神的军队就在你的旁边。
Yeah, if any of you have ever seen these commercials with the Verizon Network,
你们有没有看到 Verizon Network 的那个广告？ Do you hear me?
That's exactly what you have. You've got God's network backing you up.
这就像那个广告一样，所有神的军队都在你的周围。
The Bible says in Proverbs 16:7, when a man's ways are pleasing to God, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
在箴言16:7说，神所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
God has caused Paul's enemies to be at peace with him.
神就让保罗的敌人和他和好。
They don't want to be at peace with him.
他们不想与他和好。
But they have to be because God's plan is to send Paul to Jerusalem.
他们不得不因为神的计划是让保罗回到耶路撒冷。
And the question is, do you know if your ways are pleasing to God?
问题是你怎么知道你所做的是属神的呢？是合神心意的呢？
It be in the midst of the economic crisis and other crises in your lives, regardless of whether they're kids, whether it's family, whether it's illness, do you know if you have God's network behind you?
在这些各种各样的危机当中，经济危机，当你的身体、你的孩子各种各样的危机当中，你怎么知道你所做的会有神的军队在你周围呢？
Let's go to the last slide.
看最后一张。
You see, the devil's purpose during this economic crisis is to depress people, take away their hope, confuse them.
魔鬼在这个经济危机的目的就是想使人们很害怕、很迷惑，而且呢会把希望从人当中拿走。
He wants people to do things irrationally out of self-preservation and anger.
他们想。魔鬼想要人做一些非理性、非常理的事情，是因为如果把自己放在当中。
He wants to make people believe they are going to lose it all.
他想让人们相信他们会丧失所有。
But Paul reminds us that the real goal is testifying to God's grace in spite of the costs.
但是呢，保罗提醒我们，真正的目的是为了见证神的恩典。就在这所有的危机和代价当中。
Now there are people whose lifestyles are going to change as a result of this economic crisis.
我相信在这个经济危机当中，有一些人的生活方式会有改变。
They're not bad people.
他们不是坏人。
It's not that they've done anything wrong.
并不是说他们做了些错事。
But if people act irrationally out of fear and anger, then they cannot see God's purpose in it.
当那些人在愤怒和害怕当中做一些非常理的事情的时候，他们不能看到神的恩典。
You see, we've gotten so used to a certain lifestyle, we fight back against anything that would change that.
我们经常会习惯于这些方式，就是我们还击去把那些事情可以所失去的东西夺回来。
But God has called us to peace.
但是神让我们有平安。
So the question is, has God made Christ really known to you?Are you still struggling with your soul?
问题是神是不是让耶稣基督真正的住在你的心里面？
If you don't know Christ today, this is your opportunity to really accept him and be on his side during this economic crisis.
如果你还不认识耶稣的话，今天是一个绝好的机会来认识他，让神的军队在你的周围。
Please, I hope all of you remember the words of the House Minority Speaker in front of Congress this week.
我希望大家能够记住这些少数派领袖在国会所说的话。
You see, God had gotten their attention.
他说神已经让我们注意他。
And he said we need God's help to do this.
我们需要神的帮助来完成这一切。
I don't know when I've heard Congress say that before.
我从来没有听说人在国会说这些话。
God's perspective on the economy, his plans are to make Christ known, and cost is not an issue.
记住神对经济的看法就是要彰显基督，代价并不是一个问题。
For non-believers, it's expensive because they are afraid.
对 不信神的人，这个代价非常的大。
But Paul gave up his career to make Christ known. He says it's worth it.
但是保罗放弃了他的职业来彰显基督，他说这完全值得。
You can read Philippians 3:8 on your own.
你们可以看腓立比三章十八八节。
So you have to ask yourself, what are you giving up for Christ?
你们可以要问问自己，我们给耶稣基督什么呢
？And his guide changed your economics by getting your attention.
如神产生允许这个经济危机产生，如果有没有得到你的注意？
The other thing is to remember that God's plans for Christ in us can cause conflicts and turn the world upside down. It can make people angry.
第二点就是神在基督里的神对基督的计划就是让这个世界纷争可以使人非常愤怒也非常害怕。
But God does not want you to be angry or afraid. He wants you to learn more about Jesus than you ever did before.
神并不是想让你害怕或者发怒，但是神想让你更多的了解基督。
And finally, God's plans for you are to be successful in spiritual battles despite the crisis.
最后，神的计划是让你在属灵的征战中得胜。
You have God's network on your side.
你在你这边有神的所有的军队。
If you're pleasing to Him, you have more help than the devil does.
如果你在他这一边，你会得到更多的帮助。
Paul said in Acts 20:24, the very next chapter, he said goodbye to the Ephesians. After the riot was over, there were no more riots.
在保罗在下面一章，当他离开以弗所教会的时候，这时候这个骚乱已经终止。他说
，And he said, my life is worth nothing to me, but if only I may finish the race and complete the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
他说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
That's God's economy.
这就是神的计划。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
天父
，We are grateful for this opportunity to go through Your Word.
谢谢你给我们这么一个机会来学习你的话语。
Help us to truly understand Your reasons for crisis in this world.
让我们真知道你允许世界上有危机的原因。
Help us to be changed by them so that we in turn can change others.
求你让我们通过这些事情来改变我们，这样我们也能改变其他的人。
Father, we do need help during this economic crisis and during this bailout.
主啊，我们真的是需要你的帮助，在这个经济危机和这个7000亿 bailout 这个过程当中。
We don't know if it's going to work or not. We are glad the members of Congress have acted.
我们不知道这样能不能成功。
But Father, we believe that if you help us, that this can work.
神啊，但是我们知道，如果你帮助我们，这是一定能成。
Help us to listen to you and be changed by you.
帮助我们来听你的话，来改变。
Help us to reach out to others who have been affected by this crisis.
让我们去帮助其他的受到这经济危机影响的人。
And let them know you care.
让他们知道你真正的在乎他们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。